getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And the time is upon us once again for another edition of Tim's Hoopa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. It's another week. Yeah, already. I can't imagine how time just keeps on flying by. You ever notice the older you get, the faster time goes, man. Anyway, I got a handful of polka records. I got to get them on the record player and give them a spin for you today, because that is my mission. So if you're ready to go, let us jump right into it. I don't know, it feels like a long time since we've had a record from Eddie Blazonczyk and the Versatones. So let's fix that right now. Here's the Poor Boy Polka.
I was just a youngster and hardly in my teens. I went to school many a day with faded old blue jeans. The patches, they were many, my seat was all threadbare. But a poor girl didn't notice and a poor boy didn't care. A poor boy don't have no money, a poor boy don't have no dough. Give a poor boy a pretty little girl and watch that poor boy go. He'll take her and get married and raise a family. With a two-buck loan, he'll build him a home and live so happily. Jak ja był młody chłopiec, ja pieniędzy nie miał. Chodziłem ja w dziurawych butach, dziewczynę szukał. Do szkoły ja chodziłem, choć ja biednym był. Bez pieniędzy i bogactwa ja wesoło żył. Biedny chłopiec wesoły, biedny chłopiec ja był. Bez pieniędzy i bogactwa ja wesoło żył. Znajdę ja dziewczynę, co będzie mnie kochać. Ożyniem się z nią i będziemy dzieci chować.
Eddie Blazonczyk and the Versatones there. That's the Poor Boy Polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. It is back for another week. Happens every week right about this same time. So, hey, if you've never been here before, thanks for stopping by. And if you ran into the show by an accident, surprise. All right, let's do the Impala's Polka Band over here. It's the Everybody Dance Polka.
Thank you.
think I found my instrument. I could be that guy that blows a whistle in the song. Perfect. I got rhythm, and you only have to know the one note that the whistle blows. Ah, I may have found my calling. Anyway, the Impala's Polka Band there. Everybody dance polka here on Tim Zupa Hour, your old-time oldies show, up for another week. Good week up here in northern Minnesota, where we happen to be listening. Man, our weather been fabulous since last week. I got zero to complain about, and it's looking like it's going to be super nice here for the next several days. So, man, I'm ready for that. I was just looking at the trusty calendar here. And let's see, it's August. It's the last week of August now. So that'd be September, October, November, December. 4 months till Christmas. Is that possible? Why am I counting that down? Because I got a lot of Christmas stuff I got to plan way ahead for. August, so this is September, October, November, December. That's four. Man, that means in like a couple months it's going to be snowing again. Why do I think of these things? I have the Deutschmeisters over here on turntable number two. Let's turn them loose. Why did I get married? Deutschmeisters, why did I get married here on Tim Zumpa Hour? It is your old time oldie show. Maybe you got married so you'd have somebody to accompany you to the Accordion Museum in Superior, Wisconsin. World of Accordions, that's what I'm talking about. Talk about them every week here on the show and cordially invite you to check them out when the opportunity should present itself. Yep, Belknap Street, Superior, Wisconsin. There's like between 3,000 and 4,000 accordions on display now, they tell me. That is an amazing number of accordions. That's why it's the World of Accordions Museum, because it's like the whole world in there, man, along with a lot of other neat displays of various music and accordion and old-time music-related memorabilia and stuff. They have research materials there. They've got a gorgeous concert hall where you can actually attend a concert on now and then. You just got to check the schedule, see what's going on. Of course, the Accordion Repair and Technician School, they have some supplies you need for doing repairs and things like that. Check them out. You can do it online. That's kind of neat. You can travel anywhere when you can do it on the computer. It's worldofaccordions.org. You can see some pictures, read a lot of great information. Kind of check it out when you have a chance. You're going to be traveling. Maybe you're heading up the northern shore of Lake Superior. Now that we're going to be heading into fall here over the next couple of months, because the scenery is fantastic. and you can start out down in the Duluth Superior area at the World of Accordions Museum. Online, worldofaccordions.org. All righty. Here's the Squeezers Polka. It's the Joe Fedorchak Orchestra. There you go. I think that's the first time that one's been on the show. Squeezers Polka, Joe Fedorchak's orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Imagine that. It's like, what are we, like 10 into our 11th year, I think? All those shows, all those records. I don't think that one's been on the show before. Not like I have a perfect brain that's remembered thousands of songs that I've played. But I think this is one of the records that came in from the garage over the summer. And I think that's the first time that one's been in the studio. So anyway, there you have it here. Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show marching on here. These guys do a lot of crazy songs. This is one of them, I guess. It's kind of, I played Why Did I Get Married? And now I'm playing Don't Fall in Love by the Pala Brothers. It's turning into an anti-love show. We're going to have to be careful about that. Don't want to have a negative attitude, right?
Fall in love, my friend, you'll see it doesn't pay. It only causes broken hearts, it happens every day. You'll wonder where she is at night, you'll wonder if she's true. One moment you'll be happy and the next you'll be so blue. Start, you don't know why you worry night and day. You see, my friend, you're losing her, it really doesn't pay. So when I say don't fall in love, you'll cry before you're through. Take heed, my friend, I ought to know I fell in love with you. Never play the game of love, the odds are very slim. If loving you's the best I do, I know I'll never win. I can't have sometimes love, so I won't run your kind of race. The more I try, the more I find I'm only second place. Yeah.
All right, there you go. Pala Brothers, there's advice, I guess, for some people. Don't fall in love here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Kind of sad that August is coming to an end this week because I got a calendar hanging on the wall here in the studio, and it's actually from a local store here, and it features pictures of hot rods each month. There's no girls or anything like that, just pictures of cool cars. And the car for on this month's calendar is super cool. And I hate to turn the page to September. I have no idea what the September car is going to be. I wonder. Maybe I can cheat. Let me see if I can reach up here and see if I can tell you what the September car looks like. See if it looks like it's going to be fun or not. Oh, it looks like, what is that? Oh, it's a Ranchero. I don't know what year it is, but it's red, so it's pretty cool. Because I buy red cars. But the hot rod on the August page is pretty good. So anyway, you can't see it. I just like the picture. I don't want September to get here yet. Plus, then my grandson goes back to school, so I only get to see him occasionally when he gets like off the bus on some days, and it's very complicated. But I hope that turns out to be fun. You never know when you got little kids and they're going back to school. He's going to be in third grade. You never know exactly how it's going to go. Sometimes it goes fabulous, sometimes it's a bust. So, hey, we'll see. A lot of excitement when you change seasons. Changing of the seasons brings changing of schedules and times and what's going on in the world. So we'll see if the shift works out this fall. Vern Meisner here. I love my Vern Meisner records. I don't play them very often, but I got a pretty good batch. Here's Vern Meisner. It's the Grand Avenue Polka. There you go, from an album which is cleverly titled Vern, 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 Vern. That's what it says. And at the bottom it says Meisner. Anyway, I like that sound. I like his records, Grand Avenue Polka, here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie. Show got an oldie. Well, they're all oldies. Ha ha, they're records. So they haven't been made for a while. They're all at least 30 years old, I'm pretty sure. Anyway, Eddie Zeman, the orchestra. Yeah, why not? It's a polka festival. That's what it says on the record. Thank you. All right, Eddie Zima on the orchestra. That is just called Polka Festival here on Tim Zumpa Hour. And your old-time oldie show for another week. Glad you're hanging out with us. I was going to tell you something important. I don't remember what it was, so I guess it wasn't that important. But anyway, man, I've been busy. I've been learning a lot from my grandson this week because during the end of the summer here where he normally goes for, I guess it's not really daycare, but I don't know, it's a school thing. I don't know, but they don't do it at the end of the summertime. So there's a couple of weeks here where grandparents fill in a little more than we usually do. So I've had him around more. And the kid is just a joy to have around with me. He's 8 years old. And he's so wise. And his brain is just like a sponge absorbing things. Maybe I told you this last week. This sounds familiar. He told me sometimes I pick him up and he wants to go to McDonald's. See, and we'll go to McDonald's. And he likes their French fries, where I prefer Burger King French fries. And I'm like, well, what's the difference? He says the McDonald's French fries have 20 ingredients. I'm like, that's impossible. They're potatoes cooked in oil with some salt on them. He's like, no, they have 20 ingredients, Grandpa. And I says, okay, fine. And I'm talking to my daughter, and he says there's 20 ingredients in a McDonald's fries. She goes, why would he even know that? I said, I don't know. She's, what if he's right? So she looks it up. There's 20 ingredients in McDonald's French fries. 19 or 20, depends where you look it up. And I said, why does he even know that? So then I asked him, why do you know that? YouTube. He watches educational things like doctors and people doing little speeches about, you know, food or toys or whatever. Instead of watching like cartoons, he's watching these educational videos. He's like, well, I learned that from Dr. So-and-so on YouTube. There's 20 ingredients in McDonald's French fries. There's one that helps them stay hot longer. There's one that helps them keep their flavor, and one that keeps them salty a little more than usual. That's why. That's what you learn when you hang out with 8-year-olds, man. That and the fact that I didn't know that Deadpool was immortal. Apparently he regenerates. I don't even know what all that means or who Deadpool is, but he's a character I see in my grandson's stuff once in a while. I think he's related to Spider-Man, but I'm not really sure about the deal. But anyway, that's what you learn from 8-year-olds if you shut up long enough to let him tell you stuff. It's interesting. Stan Blount and the orchestra. Yeah, they're doing the Golden Girl Polka.
My dreams come true.
don't know about you, but it seemed like that record went by awfully fast, didn't it? I feel like I just started that one. Anyway, that's Stan Blount and his orchestra, the Golden Girl Polka, Tim's Hoopa Hour, your old-time oldies show, is what you're listening to here, whether you're listening on a radio or a smart speaker or a web stream or, you know, plain old-fashioned radio. Yeah, they still have those, too. But not only that, listening to the radio is free. Glad you're along with another show. There's kind of a scratchy record I got for you now, but that adds to the patina. I learned that from watching Antiques Roadshow. A little patina is always good for you. It's the Kapuzer Polka. And I always play this instead of the other side because, well, first of all, the other side's waltz. And I don't need that many waltzes in my life. And I like saying Kapuzer. It's Art Fitch and the Polka Dots. And there you go, one from Art Fitch and the Polka Dots there, and the Kapuzer Polka, kind of a scruffy record on North Star Records out of St. Paul, 4, Minnesota. Remember when we used to have the zone system for a while? That was kind of to get us ready for zip codes. They just gave you a zone, zone 13. Oh, yeah. Anyway, there you have Art Fitch. You're on Tim's Hoopa Hours, your old-time oldie show. About time we get our waltz in here, huh? We're about halfway through the show. I try to get to a waltz. We always have a waltz and a 78 in every show. And that's a lofty goal for an hour-long program. I have the Fiesta Waltz here by Lil Wally and the Lucky Harmony Boys. And I haven't figured out what the deal is between the Harmony Boys and the Lucky Harmony Boys, because some of the records, some of them say Lil Wally. Some of them say Lil Wally, Mr. Happiness. Some of them say Lil Wally and the Harmony Boys. Some would say Lil Wally and the Lucky Harmony Boys. Some say Lil Wally, Mr. Happiness. Did I say that ready? I think I did. Anyway, and I like this one because the record is on translucent green vinyl. So I got a waltz right here. Dancers, are you ready? See how I stalled there where you're like, oh, the waltz is coming. Quick, move stuff out of the way so we can dance, honey. Here's the Fiesta Waltz, Lil Wally and the Lucky Harmony Boys. Thank you. Man, sometimes it just seems like the records end too soon, doesn't it? Well, Wally there at the Lucky Harmony Boys. That is the Fiesta Waltz, our official waltz for the week here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I do, in fact, have our 78 of the week picked out already, too, so I'm a little bit organized. Got Lawrence Duke on the Red Raven Orchestra standing by. I'll get that turntable switched over for playing 78s here in a couple of minutes. In fact, I'll do that. We are listening to the Pennsylvania Dills Polka from the Polish Kid. I'm so glad that the record has his nickname on it so I don't have to try to pronounce it.
I've tasted many pickles and really had fun. I ate them for breakfast and when day was done, there's just one pickle that I like the best. The one that I dream of beats all the rest. Oh yes, those Pennsylvania dills are so good for lunch. Those Pennsylvania dills are so good to munch. Oh yes, those Pennsylvania dills are so good to eat. Those Pennsylvania dills are always quite a tasty treat. Oh yes, those Pennsylvania dills are so good for lunch. Those Pennsylvania dills are so good to munch. Oh yes, those Pennsylvania dills are so good to eat. Those Pennsylvania dills are always quite a tasty treat. Many pickles made throughout our land, and some come from countries far over the sea. My favorite kind is just one brand of dill. This Pennsylvania pickle gives to me a thrill. Oh yes, those Pennsylvania dills are so good for lunch. Those Pennsylvania dills are so good to munch. Oh yes, those Pennsylvania dills are so good to eat. Those Pennsylvania dills are always quite a tasty treat. Oh yes, those Pennsylvania dills are so good for lunch. Those Pennsylvania dills are so good to munch. Oh yes, those Pennsylvania dills are so good to eat. Those Pennsylvania dills are always quite a tasty treat.
There you have it there, the Polish Kid, those Pennsylvania Dills guys, pretty excited over some pickles. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. Let's get our 78 of the week rolling, shall we? Wind her up to 78 RPMs, ladies and gentlemen. Got Lawrence Duke on the Red Raven Orchestra here. I love to polka. Everybody knows that one. It's a favorite, and whoever used to own this record 60, 70 years ago really liked this record a lot. Because it's an RCA 78, and it's been played a million times, and I know that because the hole is worn bigger than it's supposed to be in the middle of the record, and the grooves are all gray. But it still plays pretty nice. So those of you who appreciate the days of shellac records, everything sounds great on a 78. Here's Lawrence Dukow and his Red Raven Orchestra.
A dance one night, it was like a dream. There I met a girl so sweet and charming like a queen. She was blonde, she had blue eyes, I could plainly see. When I asked her for a dance, she smiled and danced with me.
I love to polka when I'm dancing with my sweetheart. I will always love her, and I know we'll never part.
There you go. Listen to that, the shushing on that one. Boy, that one's got some miles on it there. You know people love that one. I love the polkas. Lawrence Dukow, Red Raven Orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Man, oh, man, that is one worn-out record. But I even have the original RCA paper sleeve for the record to go back into. Hang on here. I'm putting the record away. We run a tidy show around here, darn it. What's it say on here? Ask to hear the latest RCA Victor 45 RPM records today. Wow, some maniac invented 45s. What are we doing slowing the records down so much? Anyway, there you have it. Everything sounds great on a 78. There's our 78 of the week. Here are the Chesney Brothers and the Northeast Polka. And there you go, Chesney Brothers, Northeast Polka. For those of you not around Minnesota, Northeast refers to Northeast Minneapolis. Yeah, they always called it, if you're from the area, you called it Northeast. I'm going over to Northeast. N-O-R-D instead of N-O-R-T-H. Northeast becomes Northeast. It's part of the lingo. If you're going to be in the area, got to know the words, man. I got time for probably a couple of more in the show this week. I think so, at least. Maybe we'll see how it goes. I need to mention, of course, if you want to get in touch with Oompa Hour World Headquarters, you can do that a multitude of ways. You can email oompahour@aol.com. You can Facebook Tim's Oompa Hour. It's facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. Or you can send a text or leave a voice message at area code 218-259-2985. And I've been doing this show now. We're into the 11th year, and we've had that same number all this time. That's the first time I've said it by memory. I've had it written down on a little piece of paper here in the studio for all these years, and I can't find my little piece of paper because during the week last week, I came in here and cleaned the studio, brought the shop vac up here, and my big fluffy paintbrush that you use to brush the equipment as the shop vac sucks in all the dust, and everything is sparkly clean. And my little note that I've been reading the phone number off of for 11 years, I can't find. And I thought, I bet I remember it if I just start saying it'll come out. 218-259-2985. Voice message or text if you have a request or a dedication, and that'll get things rolling. All right? That's what I wanted to tell you. We're going to slip in a little Whoopi John here. It's the Fisher Maid Polka. We'll be right back.
my Fisher girl, my own true love. You're the one that I adore. Say you love me more and more. When our lips met, right from the start, we both said that soon we'd wed and never more we'd part.
There, a little Whoopi John for you here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. I think we're going to squeak a couple of more in here. I got a record here that has completely confused me for about a minute and a half here, and I'm going to tell you about that right after I do this.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Alrighty there. Now, I told you I had a record that totally messed with my mind. A little bit ago, we played I Loved a Polka by Lawrence Dukow and his Red Raven Orchestra. Well, then I got a handful of records here that I pulled off the shelf earlier, and I pull it out, and I say, and I'm like, wait a minute, Louis Bashell and his Red Raven Orchestra? That's not right, but I swear that's what it says on the record. And then I look, no. It's Louis Bashell with the Silk Umbrella Orchestra, and they're doing the Red Raven Polka, not the Red Raven Orchestra. And here I thought the name of the song was Red Raven Orchestra. Well, that's obviously wrong. It's a Red Raven Polka. But my brain was messed up because we already played a record by Lawrence Dukow with the Red Raven Orchestra. So you can see why I got Red Raven Orchestra and Red Raven Polka confused. And it's even worse because both the records are on RCA, so they look similar. And I'm like, but they're different. I don't understand. Anyway, here's Louis Bashell and his Silk Umbrella Orchestra. We'll be right back. Now, see, that was the Red Raven Polka by Louis Bachelle and his Silk Umbrella Orchestra. It had nothing to do with the Red Raven Orchestra with Lawrence Dukow that we played earlier. I was so confused, man. I thought my brain was going to explode. I'm sneaking in one more record here before we wrap this sucker up. Let's go out on something a little silly. It's Eddie Blotnick and his Polka Pals, and I stop for a beer.
I know why I'm feeling so gay. It happened to me on payday. I stopped for a beer to bring me some cheer. I didn't get home for a year. I stopped for a beer to bring me some cheer. I didn't get home for a year. My wife's as mad as could be. She asked what happened to me. I stopped for a beer to bring me some cheer. I didn't get home for a year. I stopped for a beer to bring me some cheer. I didn't get home for a year. Please listen to me. If you're looking for real company, don't stop for a beer to bring you some cheer. You'll never get home for a year. Don't stop for a beer to bring you some cheer. You'll never get home for a year.
You better believe it. It's nice to be home.
Best part of the record, the guy in the background that says, "You better believe it." Anyway, there you have it there. A little Eddie Blotnick there and his Polka Pals. And I stop for a beer, and the old clock on the wall says, "I better stop playing the polka records because we're running out of time here for this week's edition of the Oompa Hour. I'm stacking them up already for next week, so we're going to be ready to go. I'll meet you back here. Same time, same place, right? Yeah, all right, we'll be here.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim's Oompa Hour is a production of Edwards Broadcast Service and recorded live at our studios of Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody!